This is the 25th lecture of the 16th ACC, February 6, 1957. And this consists of a processing demonstration in which I am actually going to go through, one right after the other, each step of procedure CCH as they would be used on a pretty well off pre-clear. Now, you understand, I'm not going to stress any one of these except then and now solids. I'm not going to stress any of these others. And we're not going to consider the first few of these that I run therapeutic, but I'm going to give you more or less the auditing commands or actions for each one of these. And I'm going to give them to you by doing them. Therefore, it is rather necessary that you don't use as little communication bridge as I am going to use. Do you understand that clearly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to use this little bridge auditing a PC, because I'm going to use darn little bridge here. Got it? This pre-clear I have chosen simply because he has mass. We actually are going to get in a session here for a little while, but all we're going to do at first is we're just going to go up the line on each one of these auditing commands, leading from just communication, hand mimicry, and then we're going to go right up the line on the connectedness, and then two objects. And we'll go up the line through two objects, keep it from going away and hold it still.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will do a little objective solids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will do a little subjective solids.
All right.
And then we will do some then and now solids.
Okay.
All right. These first few, you understand, are not processes. I'm simply getting the commands and showing how these are done. All right. Let's start in with this first one. Okay?
All right.
It would be very careless of me to do anything without asking you if you were involved in any particular present time problem that is worrying you or that you wish to dispose of. You're absolutely sure about that.
Well, the students aren't much of a problem. And that's not a present time problem. That's a problem.
All right. That's a continuing one. Yeah. All right.
No personal problems right now.
No personal problems. None.
Not at this moment, no.
Not at this moment. What did you do yesterday afternoon? Late yesterday afternoon, what did you do?
Took my car out to get an appraisal.
Ah, do we have any present time problem?
Well, there was a problem and it kind of got solved because I got an appraisal.
The problem got solved with an appraisal.
Mm-hmm. The problem is with the insurance company when they're going to give me the forms to fill out.
Well, there is some small problem remaining.
Yeah.
There. Something has happened in your life, then, which you are now involved with. Is that right?
Yeah.
But it's not a problem to you.
Not much of a problem.
Not much of a problem, but it is some slight problem.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't be a very good auditor if I didn't dredge one of these up one way or the other, would I?
Yeah.
You think we can get along without doing anything about it at all?
I think so, because I know it will get solved.
You know it will get solved. You're not in any big anxiety.
No,
all right, good. Then supposing we run here just for a few commands, a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
All right.
You all right with you?
My wrecked car or a totally wrecked car?
Just a wrecked car.
Well, all right.
All right. Okay. Now, does that take you by surprise? I said we weren't auditing right here on those various processes I'm talking about, but we are going into an auditing session.
See? Okay.
Hmm? Do you mind answering that question?
Which question? Excuse me.
Problem of comparable magnitude.
Would it be all right to run that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It would be all right to run that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then please answer this. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Idiotic, another wrecked car. My ceramic outfit, I guess.
All right.
The whole thing.
Okay, all right, good. Give me another problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Guess falling down. Putting the body somewhere.
All right, good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
I get a solution, but that one. Been in the car. Doesn't seem very big because I think you could solve it.
All right. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car, anyhow.
My TV set breaking down.
All right, good. Good. Does that seem comparable magnitude?
Right now, yeah.
All right, good. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Getting stuck in traffic.
All right, good. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Not being able to go on a vacation.
Good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
How much of a problem?
Not much of a problem, huh? Well, give me a problem, comparable magnitude to it, anyhow.
Losing my half the clothes.
All right, good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Well, losing half your money so you couldn't get another one.
All right. All right. Good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Well, I guess forgetting to tell students something.
All right. Good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Like I did with mimicry.
Yeah.
Getting stuck in snow.
All right. Good. Give me a problem, comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Having the heat turning off in an apartment building.
Good. All right. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude now to a wrecked car.
Kind of a smaller problem, though. Letting suit wear out.
Good. Good. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Maybe a lot less of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get smaller problems to match up to it.
All right.
It's about as bad breaking a new pair of shoes.
All right, good. Any problem with comparable magnitude to a wrecked car?
Not having steaks in the freezer?
All right, good. That's quite a problem. All right. Yeah. All right. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Well, I guess the maid not cleaning up the apartment.
All right. Good. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Well, I was about to say being late for class in the morning, but that's worse than that car.
Okay.
Forgetting to get something mimeographed, I guess.
All right. That is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Stubbing my toe.
Okay. All right. Good. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Missing going to a wrestling match.
All right. Give me a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Electric blanket not working.
I'd get any problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Seeming awful minor.
Hmm?
Seeming awful minor. Let's see. It was about as small as running out of ink and a pen or something.
Okay. All right. Is that a problem of comparable magnitude, too?
Yeah, it would be about so.
All right. Good. Okay, a problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car.
Losing a button on a coat.
All right. Good. Any problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car?
Running out of razor blades.
All right. Any problem of comparable magnitude to a wrecked car?
Not having my shoes shine.
All right. Okay. I feel about it. Fine. You're all right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did that take you by surprise that I asked you that?
No, because I thought you should be wearing something like that to start with.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I do something wrong there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't you say that I did something wrong?
When you said wrecked car, I thought it meant a totally wrecked car.
Oh, I see.
But then I got off that idea and I said, well, just a wrecked car that's been in the air.
All right. Okay. That didn't take you much by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could consider that much of the demonstration session.
Okay.
Demonstration sessions being a little bit different than sessions, you know. We can consider that a bit flat, can we?
Okay.
Huh? Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right.
We're not going to assume now that you're comatose.
I'm who?
You're not comatose, are you?
No. No.
You don't look comatose. Warm.
Warm.
All right. We're not going to assume that we have to fish you out of the soup, but oddly enough, if a prick fair was in the soup, we would use some simpler version of this tactile, such as touching the hand or something like this, but we're picking you up way upscale here. So however, we'll demonstrate at once a technique that is simply hand mimicry.
Right.
Now, I'm actually going to go through some versions of hand mimicry here.
Right.
And show you what I'm talking about. Now, there's not too much distance between me and thee right now, is there? You might almost find this uncomfortable.
No.
But if we take this contact right here, let me ask you something, may I?
Sure.
All right, whose hand is that?
Your hand?
Good. Well, whose forearm is that?
Your forearm.
I'm touching you on the forearm, right?
Oh.
Yes, I'm right. I did.
That forearm. Okay, that's your forearm. Right. This is mine.
All right. Well, whose is this?
That's yours.
Well, whose is this?
My forearm.
Oh, that's good. Good. Now, whose upper arm is that?
It's yours.
Good. Whose upper arm is that?
Mine.
Good. All right. Now, whose hand is that?
Mine.
Good. And, that's very, very good. How do you feel?
Fine.
Are you doing all right?
Yes.
That's a version which can be run in many, many different ways. Now, what have I built? I have built a communication line between myself and Freeclear. He was asking to identify parts, which he notices are connected. All right, let's get straight upstairs into hand mimicry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you hold your two hands up here, and I'll hold my hands here.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we will do is, I want you to follow and contribute to the motion I make with my hands. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, good. Did you contribute to that?
Yes.
All right. Now we're going to move that back.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, did you contribute to it or lead it?
No, I motivated my arm when you moved yours.
All right. Good. Good. Now, let's take the other hand here. Hands in contact here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you do that?
Yes.
All right. Now, did you contribute to that motion?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. This is the slightest possible glance at hand contact mimicry. You could do many, many things with your hands. Push them back and forth, you know. Invert them. Make sure that each finger is touching. And we will take it from that point right now. Now, we'll just touch each finger. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can make it much slighter. We're going to make a motion with the index finger only.
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Contribute to that. All right, now I'm going to move my index finger on my left hand, and I want you to contribute to that motion, all right?
Okay.
Good, did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to move it back. Mm-hmm. Now, did you contribute to the motion?
Yeah.
Well, very, very good. Okay. Very many versions of this sort of thing. Now, let's put up one hand. All right, we have each have our index fingers touching. Now I'll show you another version of it. Got this? Now we have such motions as this, and such motions as this. Now we have upward motions, mm-hmm. and downward motions. Mm-hmm. And each time we ask the preacher to contribute to the motion, we call to his attention, and we're going to make a motion, and we're going to ask him to contribute to that motion. It's quite remarkable how complicated you can make such a thing. And we are trying to attain some level of complexity which will elicit the interest of the preclair. So look at this one.
What?
See if you can figure it out then.
That is...
Huh? Yeah, well... Got my hands crossed here. All right. Now, actually, it's really very, very simple. Get this now?
Where?
Huh? Well, have you got a contact there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to make a motion
okay.
with the thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got some idea of the fantastic complexities which can be made. Actually, all sorts of involvements can come in. So a preacher's interest is very super saturated.
I guess that'd be about it.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now we're going to make a little motion. You can do it. All right. We're going to make a motion. You can do it. Put behind me. All kinds of you think hand contact ministry, while still in contact, is simple. Just invent a few. All right. Now, for any given stage, we get first each command different. Gradually going on down to a duplication of the command. So let's take this first one again. All right. Now we've got our palms touching and posed here, and we're going to make a motion here. Did you contribute to that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I'm going to make another motion, and I want you to contribute to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a motion. I want you to contribute to it. Would you
mm-hmm.
All right. Good. All right. Fine. I'm going to make a motion. I want you to contribute to it.
Okay.
All right. Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fine. Okay. Now, when we've accomplished the simplicity of this character, we would now get a little space.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we can still be as complicated as we want to be about this. Now, I'm going to make a motion with my hands, and I want you to contribute to it.
Okay.
Good. Very good. I'm going to make a motion with my hand, and I want you to contribute to it, all right?
Okay.
All right. There we go. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm going to make a motion with both hands, and I want you to contribute to that motion.
Okay.
All right. Good. Now I'm going to make a motion with both hands, and I want you to contribute to it, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Fine. How are you doing?
Fine.
All right. Now we're going to, once more, make a motion with the hand, and I want you to contribute to it, all right?
Okay.
All right. Good. I'm going to make another motion in hand. I want you to put it there.
Okay.
All right. Now we've got a little more space. We might do this several times in that position, and you'll have to get expert as an auditor to do this because you're already going to get tired if you haven't got yourself well in schooling. All right. You see? View the fact auditing command has very, very little to do with it. The amount of palaver which you would enter into the preclear, which you had to do a lot of this hand contact ministry with, is simply, and you must understand this, this balderdash, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't understand. You haven't got a terminal there. Well, we wouldn't do very much of this with a preclear who was in fair condition, but with whom we had some degree of communication. Hmm? All right, now we've got hand contact mimicry, haven't we?
Uh-huh.
All right, now we're just going to do mimicry.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. All right. All right, good. Good. All right. Oddly enough, this is one of the tougher commands. But much tougher is this command. Just one motion. See, I just make one simple hand motion, and he has to make just one simple hand motion. Funny part of it is, many preclears will be able to do this without any registry or case change. Why? Because it's totally unreal to them. It's too simple. Maybe this would be real to this preclear.
Oh. What was it? Heavens.
All right. Gives you some sort of an idea. All right. Somebody's in fairly good shape would have sensed that this was ridiculously complex. But somebody who wasn't in shape would recognize this single finger one in a sort of a machinery sense, if at all. Mm-hmm. And they have a feeling of unreality about the whole thing. Quite interesting. You must understand that rather thoroughly as an auditor. That when you get simple, you very often simply pass out of the preclear's ability to grasp what you're doing, and he just puts it all on machinery, and that's that. All right, now let's get up to some more of this. Now, you could put a control process in here, which crosses up with a mimicry process. All right, now we're going to take this book.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start the book moving downward.
Yeah.
Okay, you do that, won't you?
Mm-hmm. You start the book moving downward.
Start the book moving downward. Good. Did you start the book moving downward?
Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to start the book moving downward.
Okay. Let me do it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you are. That can be a mimicry process, isn't it? Hmm?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to change the position of this book from the right to the left now. All right?
Okay.
Did I change this position?
Yes.
All right. Here you are. Now you change.
Do you want me to do it to the mirror image?
No. Mirror image.
Okay.
That's right. Now, did you change the position of the book?
Yes.
All right. Very, very good. Very good. You did change the position of the book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We flattened something like that. Now, we're going to stop the book. Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
That's right. All right. You see how mimicry would combine with a control factor. Hmm? Okay. Now, this passes out into simply start, change, and stop of an object on a tabletop. Of course, you know how to do that. It's very stupid and simple. And would go into two objects, keep it from going away. However, we are not interested at this time in getting into two objects because we're not at all sure that our preclear is not simply in communication with us and not in communication with the environment. We, at this time, would guess that a preclear was probably not in very much of a communication with the environment, don't you? Because we've been doing various things. Now, this bridge of using mimicry on an object, start, change, and stop on an object, and so forth, actually does introduce his attention from the auditor to an extraneous object. We actually do that. So it's actually elective whether or not we run connectedness and then start in on objects, or if we run an object, start, change, and stop with a sort of a mimicry, and then go into connectedness. See, it doesn't matter much where you put this. However, because his attention is introduced onto the first foreign object, above and beyond auditor and preclear, on a very bad case, you would undoubtedly introduce a single object, mimicry with, start, change, and stop, before you did connectedness. That case would be pretty critical. He would have an awful struggle doing that. But you've taken his attention off things that his attention is quite close in on, such as hands, and you've gotten him into doing something like this. Now we're going to practice stopping this object.
Okay.
And, all right. And all right. Good. Now we're going to do that again. We're going to go in a circle here and going to practice stopping this object. All right?
Okay.
Good. Did the object stop?
Yes.
All right. Good. Do it again. Good. Did you stop the object?
Yes.
All right. That's fine. Now we're going to go in a circle again. I'm going to stop this object. All right, and we're going to go in a circle again. In fact, stopping the object. All right.
Okay.
Good. All right. Do you think that was satisfactory?
Mm-hmm.
You do. All right, let's go over this again, and we're going to go in a circle, and we're going to practice stopping this object. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Did you stop the object?
Yes.
Did you stop the object?
Oh, the body, but I stopped the object.
Did you stop that object?
Yes.
You sure you did?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again. All right. All right. Did you stop the object?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do it again. Now, did you stop that object right there?
Yes.
Is that object stopped in that place because you stopped it in that place?
Yes.
All right. You satisfied with that?
Yeah.
All right. Get an idea?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somewhere along the line here, after hand mimicry, and before or after you introduced an object or change and stop on mimicry, you would run connectedness. But we have called his attention now to the existence of an additional object, right? Now, we could go very smoothly to two objects, and we could go very smoothly from there up to stop CS or start CS or something of the sort. However, we're interested in a fast route here. We're interested in a swift rendition, more than anything else, of this. And so we wouldn't park ourselves around for long. The only thing we're trying to do with this pre-clear and procedure, PCH, is get him up into solids fast. All right. Therefore, you might omit a great many of these earlier steps on a pre-clear where you could get something solid. But these steps would permit somebody to eventually get something solid who could not before. If you ask somebody just casually, you see that sign over there? Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do that easily?
Yes.
All right. That's fine. Mark up your cat down here.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Good. All right. And this would just be for kicks. All right. Make it yowl.
All right.
All right. Throw it away.
Okay.
But I have asked him already, can he do then and now solids? Just by those diagnostic requests, I have ascertained that he can do then and now solids. So I just wouldn't do any of the rest of these. But supposing he had said, which he didn't, that picture up there, you mean that one in the frame? Yeah, well, make it a little more, just how do you mean? Make the glass a little more solid. Two, or something? Yes, I would say, and I'd say, well, mock up a cat, and he would say, yeah, and then he'd look at the cat and he'd go, and I'd say, what's the matter? Oh, it keeps jumping back and forth. Cute cat. Or can you make it a little more solid? No, but the cat can or something. No. We would instantly fall all the way back down to the bottom of exactly what I'm demonstrating here. Hand contact mimicry. Understand? Present time problem sort of thing. Hand contact mimicry and so on. Of course, I wouldn't start anybody out actually into an auditing session without pushing them around on the subject of a present time problem. And actually, I push them hard these days because I found out they can be below having a problem. We find out halfway through the session that their wife filed the papers in the divorce court this afternoon. That actually happened to me one time. Surprised me half out of my wits. The fellow kept saying it was no problem, no problem. And a little bit later on, the intensity hit us. Tremendous grief charge. What was this grief charge all about? Well, the grief charge was the loss of his wife. But he didn't even know he was losing her up to that point. All right, so we would go right back downstairs. We'd run this hand contact mimicry, and then the next thing that we would run would be a little separateness on the distance. Got it? And then our connectedness. We would run this object, start changing, stop position out, handing it over. I want to show you something here. As a matter of fact, Jan Halper put in the creation of human ability a game there that is quite workable. It just passes an object back and forth without any auditing command. You know that one in there in creation of human ability? Did I read that one? Well, that's Jan's. All right. We just pass this back and forth here. It's quite a process. You get the idea. I mean, it is a process. There is an interchange. What is it? It's communication with a solid particle. So, we get mimicry with the particle, and then a change over here. Go ahead.
I wasn't watching it.
All right. Okay. And we just get mimicry with the particle. I'm going to do something with this particle. Mm-hmm. Get the idea? It's quite remarkable. Then we can go into SCS with the particle, you know. Stop it. In other words, what's happening all the time here? We're changing a particle, aren't we? Huh? See? In addition to doing something with the particle, we're changing the particle, and it gets very hot as you process. That's the idea. That is an excellent interlude for two objects. See, that's for two objects, anything. That's an excellent interlude. And it's certainly a good interlude for calling his attention outward to the environment. And you could run connectedness way up there with two objects, hold them still. Then connectedness, and then we go on to then and now solves. But connectedness is going to go up and down here someplace, and I don't want you to get a false impression of where connectedness can run. See, just because I put it on a scale doesn't mean it runs at that point of the scale. It seems to have a greater fluency. It doesn't belong in a precise place on this scale, but boy, does it promote solids. All right. Now, we've been fooling around with this book, and we could then run some connectedness, or right after hand mimicry could run some connectedness. All right. We're going to run another process now. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right. We're going to run a process we call connectedness, and it consists of you finding something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
All right.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm going to ask you to look around this room then.
Yeah.
The command is, once you look around the room, and find something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
Okay, right now?
All right. Now, that's what we're going to run.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right. Look around the room and find something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
Clock back there.
Good. Now, do you get the idea of making the clock connect with you?
Yeah.
You don't get the idea of you connecting with the clock. Now, the clock's got to work, haven't it?
Yeah.
All right. But you're going to make the clock connect with you. You got
that?
All right, good. Look around the room and find something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
That first down there?
Good, good. Do you get the idea of making that first connect?
Yeah.
All right. Look around the room and find something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
The chandelier?
All right. You get the idea?
Yeah.
You do. All right. Look around the room and find something you wouldn't mind making connect with you.
Yeah. Okay. The door over there?
All right. That's fine. Good. And now we're just going to call that a demonstration. All right.
Okay.
All right. No further reason to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is simply connectedness, and that is how it is run. And, of course, the preclear always has to understand an auditing command. If he doesn't understand the auditing command, then you certainly better modify it till he can. You understand? You better crash it out. No, he isn't present. But the auditor's present. The staff auditor's present. But he is running a fellow on, tell me something your theta body can't have. Tell me something your theta body can't have. Tell me something your theta body can't have. Well, you remember this.
Yeah.
And he runs that for I don't know how long during the day, and sometime in the afternoon, the preacher suddenly looked at him rather brightly, and he'd been answering this question for hours. And he says, what's a theta body? You might say the preacher had come up to cognition. Now, this is an interesting manifestation. Interesting manifestation. Got that? We would clear an auditing command so that the preacher understood it. Now, if he can't understand it very well, I'm afraid you're not going to get any gain from running it. And hence the beauty of these mimicry processes. Now, you start running this on a child, if you don't want the child to start auditing you, you would sooner or later better hand the child the article and say, make it do something, and then I will follow. Go ahead, make it do something. Good. Make it do something, I'll follow. Good. In other words, I'm following him, but he's doing it under my orders, so it is auditing. Got it? Don't fall into an auditing session yourself just because you're letting the preacher do something that you mimic. That's the commonest fault. Then you finally get disgusted with the preacher for not acknowledging the fact that you've done it. There's connectedness. Now, that could fit right after hand mimicry. It could fit right after you have dispensed with the two objects, and very possibly someday will click into line, but I consider it a somewhat disrelated process which leads toward the same goal and therefore can belong almost any place. All right, now we're going to fall into two objects. Keep it from going away. All right? And by the way, this has a simple and a complex version. And the first version of it is simply an introduction of the objects. Don't ever let a preclear use objects you haven't introduced him to, because they remain quite unreal. All right, what do you got there?
Book.
You got a book, all right. Let's put it over. Mm-hmm. Did you own that?
Yeah.
Good, all right. That's fine. Put it back. All right. Now, look over there. What is that?
Dirty ashtray?
That's a dirty ashtray. All right. Could you own it?
Yeah.
Could you? Dangerous question for a lower level preacher. All we're trying to do is make him acquainted with it regardless of what we say. All right. Look it over. Teddy?
Yeah.
Is it dangerous?
No.
It isn't particularly dangerous. All right. Now, we could run this, by the way, and should run it with non-significant objects. You could run it with significant objects. You could have a writer use a book as one of the objects. You could have a banker or a moneylender or something with a piece of money as one of the objects, and you could do all sorts of weird things with his psyche by adding the significance to the object. But that isn't what we are trying to do, and therefore you had better choose non-significant objects. This is a good process, you know, use money and books and have a secretary keep her typewriter from going away and streetcar conductor keep the streetcar from going away. It's quite beneficial. You would be amazed what would happen if you asked a fireman to keep the fire truck from going away. I've done this, by the way. And good golly, every fire he had attended for years went roaring by. He had fire trucks on every side of him, and they were going north, south, east, and west. And he was hauling on that poor fire truck till I was sure one of the fenders was going to come loose. And he wasn't the driver. He simply was the rider. So, of course, he was in a somewhat no-gain condition in being taken to every fire. And I swore to Pete he was going to tear that fire truck to pieces before he got through. His knuckles were just white, and his arms were shaking, and the strain in his face, every sinew of his body just corded up, trying to keep that truck from going away. I'll do it in a minute, he'd say to me. I'll do it in a minute. That's what you get for dropping around at firehouses. You would have interesting things happen to you if you realized that you were welcome in any quarter or sphere of the world, that you could light in any place, in any part of the world. If you realized that completely, you would do things like this. And I would always be getting letters saying, some darn fool Scientologist just dropped in maternity ward or something of the sort, and we haven't had any babies for 2 weeks or something. All right, now we've introduced the preclear to these objects. And we use two objects, and we don't, under any circumstances, let him use his eyes on the walls, the building, the floor, his feet. You got the idea? We don't let him keep things from going away with his eyes. Any preclear will tell you, sooner or later, oh, I could do that just by looking at them. I could keep them from going away. Knock it off. Knock it off. Using the body. Make him use the body to do it. Now, that's as far as we want to go with the process. They'll always tell you they can use their eyes to do it. Knock it off. Don't do it. All right. Now, we got two objects here.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to run a process called two objects, keep it from going away. All right?
Sure. Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask you to look at an object, and then I'm going to ask you to pick it up, and I'm going to ask you to keep them going away, and then I'm going to ask you to put it back in exactly the same place. Okay?
All right.
And then we're going to go over to the other object. And then I'm going to ask you to look at it and pick it up and keep it from going away and put it back in exactly the same place. And that's the way we're going to run this, all right?
Okay, I put this book over here.
All right. You want to put those two over there? I think that's perfectly safe right there. One's on the right and one's on the left. How's that?
It's okay.
All right. Now, take a look at that ashtray there. Look at the ashtray.
All right.
All right, pick it up.
Both hands?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, keep it from going away.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you kept it from going away?
Yes.
All right, put it back in exactly the same place. Good. Now, look at the book.
All right.
All right, pick it up. Good. Now, keep it from going away.
All right.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, put it back in exactly the same place. Good. Now look at the ashtray.
All right.
All right. Pick it up.
Okay.
Good. Now keep it from going away.
All right.
Good. Put it back in exactly the same place.
Okay.
Okay. This is the way that would run. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You got the idea. Same commands every time. Your ability as an auditor to duplicate those commands exactly has a great deal to do with the process. Now, if you have somebody who is having an awful lot of trouble, for heaven's sakes, get five objects. Don't make him do a duplicated process. See? Have him run through five objects, four objects, three objects, you see? But this is this in its toughest version. Two objects. Got that? All right. Now that we've done that very well, and you've got it all planned, we're going to move up here to the next step of this.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's a second process here, which I will show you as an interim process. All right. Now, you see ashtray there.
Yeah. Right.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to look at it, pick it up, keep it from going away,
mm-hmm.
put it back in exactly the same place, and leave it totally uncontrolled. All right.
All right.
All right. Now, look at the ashtray.
All right.
All right. Pick it up. Good. Keep it from going away.
All right.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Note that, by the way, I always ascertain whether or not he did. He normally acknowledges that, and a preclear customarily only really acknowledges that he's kept it from going away, because that is the goal of the process. All right. Now, I'll put it back in exactly the same place. Good. Leave it totally uncontrolled.
All right.
You did that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look at the book.
Yeah, my attention is stuck on it. Yeah, I'm looking at the book.
All right. Pick it up. Good. Keep it from going away.
All right.
Good. Put it back in exactly the same place. Good. Leave it totally uncontrolled.
All right.
What's that?
Well, I let go of it. Real totally, okay.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Look at the ashtray.
All right.
All right. Pick it up. Good. Keep them going away.
All right.
All right. You did that.
Yeah.
All right. Put it back in exactly the same place. good, leave it totally uncontrolled.
All right.
Good. Move the book.
Okay.
Pick it up. Keep it from going away.
All right.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put it back in exactly the same place.
Okay.
All right. Now, leave it totally uncontrolled.
All right.
All right. Good. How you doing now? Did you get unstuck on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a slight reversal for about half a second.
Now, we can complicate, you see, the process from one to the next. We got that. With some benefit. Now, we're still going to use these two objects.
Okay.
Still going to use these two objects, and we're going to run a slight change. I'm going to ask you to look at it, pick it up, and hold it still, and put it back in exactly the same place. Okay?
All right.
All right. Now, look at the ice tray.
Yeah.
All right, pick it up. Good. Now, hold it still.
All right.
Good. All right, put it back in exactly the same place. All right, look at the book.
All right.
All right, pick it up.
Okay.
Good. Hold it still.
All right.
Good, put it back in exactly the same place. All right, look at the ashtray.
Okay.
Pick it up. Now, hold it still.
All right.
Good. Put it back in exactly the same place.
It's much easier to do than the last time I did it.
All right. Good. Look at the book.
All right.
You're not supposed to derive any therapeutic benefit from this.
I'll quit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll turn it off.
All right. Look at the book.
Yes.
All right, pick it up. Huh?
Yes.
All right. Hold it still.
All right.
Good. Was there an instant there when it was totally still?
Mm-hmm.
Just bang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clank still?
Rather quickly.
All right. All right. Put it back in exactly the same place.
All right.
Okay. That's fine. Well, that'll serve for demonstration. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now we can, of course, complicate this one in this fashion. I'm going to ask you to look at the ice tray, pick it up, hold it still, and then put it back in exactly the same place and leave it totally under control. All right?
Okay.
All right. Look at the ice tray.
All right.
All right. Pick it up. Good. Now, you hold it still.
Yeah.
Good. Put it back in exactly the same place. All right. Leave it totally uncontrolled.
Oh, all right. I mean, with holding it still, it makes it hard to leave it totally uncontrolled.
Hmm. That's for sure. All right. Good. Look at the book.
All right.
Pick it up. Now, you hold it still.
Little thought came by, says, oh, me hold it still. Well, I knew I was supposed to hold it. Yeah?
All right. Put it back in exactly the same place. Now, leave it totally uncontrolled.
All right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Well, now that serves as a demonstration. Is that all right on this series?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could do that one with a half a dozen, but you'll find out that you get keep it from going away flat. Why, hold it still will flatten faster without a complexity. For instance, if you had to use five objects on keep it from going away, when you get to hold it still, two objects undoubtedly would suffice, don't you see? So you don't have to get that complicated again with two objects on hold it still. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? All right. Okay. Well, now we've got a demonstration sequence which is actually communication control with some specific techniques which promote a person's ability to make things solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, having done those, we call that a demonstration.
Yeah.
Just as such. But I actually feel that it's taken me quite a while here to get that far up. And I think we ought to demonstrate then and ourselves.
Okay.
All right. Shall we do that?
Certainly.
All right. Let's take an instant break before we do that. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right, this is the second stage of this auditing demonstration. I feel. So you feel caved in?
No.
Do you think I ought to sit here and confront you the whole time like this?
No.
You know, you're very easily hypnotized and pretty clear without over-confronting this. Okay. Now, we are going to run a little process. There's always a little process, you know. We're going to run a little process known as Then and Now Salads, and we're going to assume that we're just starting a session, all right?
Okay.
All right, we're just starting a session. Got any problems?
Better find one. Let's see. No, not now.
Not now. That's really good. All right. Now, up there is a picture in a frame or something in a frame.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Antiquated document known as the Declaration of Independence. Got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
All right. Make a little more sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do that easily.
Yes.
All right. That's fine. Good. Mark a cat down here.
All right.
Do you mock a cat?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. You do good mock-ups, huh?
Yeah, Siamese cat.
Good. Siamese cat. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. All right. How's that?
Easy to do.
Easy to do. Okay. Make the cat meow.
All right.
All right. Make it just tear out of here at a mad rate. Okay. All right. Now, what are we going to do? Is we're going to find, recover a facsimile, a mental image picture, and take a little look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how good it is or how bad it is or indifferent, it has nothing to do with it. And I don't care what part of it you make a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to ask you to make it, the facsimile, a little more solid. I don't care whether you make the whole picture or a person in it or something of the sort more solid. I just want you to make it a little more solid. Got it?
Okay.
That it is up to your indiscretion.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you to locate the auditing environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you that by saying, find the room.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah, this room here.
Yeah, meaning this room here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you to make it a little more solid. Now, I'm not even going to ask you to pick out something in it to make it a little more solid, but you can pick anything in it you want to and make it a little more solid, or the whole room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're just going to do those two things, one right after the other. Is that all right?
Yeah, back and forth.
All right. Okay. Now, get a facsimile.
Eyes open or closed, make any difference?
Oh, I don't care.
All right. Okay.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Locate the room. Find the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Yeah?
Good. Good. Get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Find the room.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, which makes the most sense to you? Get a picture, get a facsimile?
Doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make any difference.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get a picture.
And it's black and blue.
Uh-huh.
I have a picture, yeah.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good, locate the room.
Uh-huh.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Get a picture.
All right.
What's it of, by the way?
The woodshed and ranch.
All right. Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Locate the room.
It's quite 3D, by the way.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get a picture.
Yeah.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's very successful. Huh?
Yeah. Like a greenhouse in back.
All right. Good. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get a picture.
All right.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Yeah?
What happened?
I got a picture of flying in a paper truck yesterday.
Oh, good.
It's not very solid.
That shouldn't happen.
Well, I mean, it did, but I mean, talking about the whole airplane started to show up.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Locate the
room. I mean, the controls are right there. You know?
Very good. All
right.
All right, make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good, get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What was that?
That's that picture of mountain, a little bit of a dust storm.
All right. Okay. Have you changed pictures? Are you operating a selectiveness on these pictures?
Yeah, I decided, well, I think I like it a mountain, so I took it to a mountain.
All right. Good. Did you make it a little more solid?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I got the dust.
Good. You didn't make the dust more solid, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. I want you to make the mountain more solid.
Well, not more solid, but...
Well, let's make the mountain more solid.
That's more solid. All right.
Good. You made the mountain more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about the dust?
Well, I'll make the mountain more solid. The rest of the picture shows up. The dust comes up, but the dust doesn't bother me.
All right. Locate the room.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. What's getting more solid about the room?
Well, I was picking various walls and hunks of people here, and the whole room seems good and solid. Right?
Good. All right. Get a picture.
Seeing a better perception of that. All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. On these invisible particles and particles and so forth, just pull your pre-clear off of making them a little more solid. You know, like dust and fog and air and stuff like that. Don't let him get to hitting this. You don't care if he hits into engrams, but you do care whether or not he hits into invisible particles. All right, good. Get a picture.
Okay.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do on that one?
Fine.
Did you feel I didn't really care what picture you did yet?
I thought you cared. You're auditing me.
All right. What picture did you get?
A tree that used to be in 12-12 regularly.
All right. Did you make it a little more solid?
Yeah. Sunlight showed up. The rest of the street showed up.
Atom away. All right. Good. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. What happened?
I made the coats back here solid. Put a little wool on them.
Oh, yeah? All right. Good. Get a picture.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make it a little more solid.
Water and swimming pool.
Right.
Okay.
Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. How about swimming pool?
Well, four of the swimming pools showed up, but I made the first one solid.
All right. Okay. All right. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Get a picture.
Okay.
Good, make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good, locate the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good, make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good, get a picture.
All right.
What's the picture of?
The school and garden homework.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good, locate the room.
Yeah.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good, get a picture.
All right.
What is it?
The YMCA in Portland.
All right. Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Locate the room.
The whole block is blip.
Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. What happened that time?
Well, I got a picture of the yellow bicycle we used to have.
Good.
You got very solid.
All right. Good. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Get a picture.
The room's getting on the lopsided, so I got that in there.
All right. Get a picture.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
All right. How's that?
Fine.
All right. Locate the room.
Pictures. Okay.
Pictures what?
It stayed there. Did that
anyway? No, I don't care whether you sent it away or not.
Okay.
All right. Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. Get a picture.
All right.
All right. Make it a little more solid.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right. What do you got there?
I mean, just the whole process of doing this is fun. Mm-hmm. A wedding.
All right. Good. Okay, the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. Get a picture.
I need more selective in my picture. Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
All right. Okay, the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Get a picture.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. What's that?
I threw a firecracker in the dog's nose up there. There's a chow that was chewing up everybody in the neighborhood.
All right.
That's more solid.
Good. All right. Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Get a picture.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Locate the room.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. How you doing?
Fine. I got the whole room. I got this room, everybody in it. And the back room and sides over there and everything.
Good. All right. Get a picture.
These, by the way, are getting bigger, you know, more full size you go on. Oh, let's see. All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened?
Well, it's a picture of the orchard and the ranch and all the trees went blip, 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 and they're all over there.
All right.
Looking on the back porch.
All right. Good. Good. Now paper on.
Trees are still there. All right. All right. Yeah.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Get a picture.
Yeah.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. We feel snappier about doing that.
I can smell the popcorn in the theater.
Okay. All right. Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right.
We're sure here.
Yeah. Good. All right. Get a picture.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that one?
I burnt some rosin after Mom had washed all the clothes. I had to wash all the clothes myself. This picture of the dirty clothes.
Oh.
I had to wash them down.
All right. Locate the room.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. How are you doing with this room?
Very good. Mm-hmm. I picked on more objects than people than last time I picked all the people.
All right. Good enough. Get a picture.
Boy, I'm going to be pulling these out of the old dusty files here. Let me see. All right.
Good. Make it a little more time.
All right.
What you got?
Don's grocery there near the Gregory way. They tried to take about $1 million in toy money and try to buy a popsicle with it. He wouldn't go for it, but he gave him a popsicle anyway.
All right. Well, okay, bro.
Yeah.
Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get a picture.
Yeah?
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Good.
How's your densities and so forth?
Oh, 3D is a brilliant color.
Very, very good.
And in fact, you're getting, you know, the smell and taste and
good
stuff in there.
Good. How was this last one?
Very good. It was a footbox derbies.
Yeah. All right. Locate the room.
Okay.
All right, make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good, get a picture.
All right.
Good, make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, locate the room.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. Get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Fine.
What was it?
Well, it's going to lunch in Camden. I think it was called a Golden Gate or the Golden something.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Restaurant, I think it was.
Yeah. All right. Locate the room.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Let's get a picture.
Okay.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Locate the room.
It's getting cold and it was in the snow again.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Snow right there, you know.
All right. Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. Good. How are you doing with this?
I'm fine. Very nice.
How's the room?
Very solid.
How are the pictures?
Very good.
All right. You're progressing okay?
Sure. Getting very precise with it.
All right. Get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Yeah. Hey, that's real precise. Halfway, I'm taking a step walking up the stairs and 726 Cooper. And
no kidding.
In Camden.
All right. Good. Locate the room.
Yeah.
All right. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
Good. Good. You get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Well, I mean, okay.
What's the matter?
No, it's rather interesting here, you know. You just, as you're reaching for a Coke on a certain day at a certain lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Good. You find your time placement in these pictures getting more precise. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Get a picture.
Okay.
All right. How was that?
Very good.
What was it?
First time I saw it in a car.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Locate the room.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What part of the room are you making solid now?
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Everything in this room and that room and all the people.
All right. Now, how are the pictures coming?
Very good. And get very precise with them, and they get very solid.
Yeah, well, how are you doing? How are you doing in general?
Very well. But mm-hmm. At times in the past, I've been able to get, you know, under processing, just a very instant mm-hmm. facsimile, you know. Not as general, like a whole month or something, but here I just go blip. And
mm-hmm. Time factor straightening out.
Here. Yeah, I can get a facsimile within half a second or a second of doing something.
Well, all right. You want to do this just a little bit more?
Sure.
All right, get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
All right. What was that?
Well, just kind of astounded to do it, of getting these very precisely.
All right.
I'm reaching for the door.
Good. Okay. For them.
All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Get a picture.
I just asked that one. I wasn't making that corner solid.
All right. Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, the room?
Okay.
All right, make it a little more solid.
All right.
All right, get a picture.
Okay.
Good, make it a little more solid.
All right.
What was it?
So looking down a big spiral staircase.
When?
It was about 17 minutes ago, I was looking at this airplane building.
Right.
In the corner.
Did it get good and solid?
Yeah.
All right. Get more solid than it was. Get more solid than it was, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Locate the room.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good. Make it a little more solid.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing there for a moment?
I just remembered that I wasn't picking England or Ireland or anything.
Oh. Suddenly.
This is where we're on at, you know.
All right. Locate the room.
Okay.
Make it a little more solid.
Okay.
Do that well?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? All right. Get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make it a little more solid. What's the word?
First time at that was Trafalgar, I think it's, no, not Trafalgar Square, but the Monument Day in Dublin, looking over all over Dublin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good.
A few sunny days.
Good. Locate the room. Good. Make it a little more solid.
All right.
All right. How are you doing, though?
Quite well.
Doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Those pictures are pretty close to present time, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I was kind of going back because I thought it would be interesting to do something there because it was, I hadn't thought about it much.
All right. You're doing pretty well on this, huh?
Yeah.
You find the process fairly easy to run?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting and feel better because of it.
You do. All right. Now, what would happen if we knocked off this process, though?
All right.
And what would happen if we knocked off the session?
Be fine.
Be fine? You feel all right?
Feel fine.
You probably feel I possibly ought to audit you another half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I certainly would like to, of course, but
All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's let this serve as a demonstration for a moment,
okay,
shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Such a process as that stands isolated, of course, from other processes which you can, that you can demonstrate. Would somebody please tell me why you wouldn't take that process as a demonstration process to razzle-dazzle it up like you could do hand mimicry and so forth?
Because it's part of your duplication process and you have to keep duplicating the gland.
Now, that wouldn't be the reason. That's part of it, but it wouldn't be the reason. The reason is that it's a
subjective
process. That is right. And an individual handles subjectively more poorly than totally objectively. And therefore, you see, you could do that. But remember that you could take a pre-clear who was in the basement someplace and you could give him as thoroughly a bad time by interrupting or not auditing precisely hand mimicry if he was in the band where hand mimicry was responding. This would appear to him the way a subjective process might appear to you. You got it? All right, processes which I ran initially were to bring the pre-clear up, if he couldn't, to an ability to make things solid, and those should be run until a pre-clear could make something solid, and then you'd run then and now solids. You would really get somewhere with this type of process. Yes, Esther?
We were told to tell the pre-clear to do something that they
had somebody. I was telling the pre-clears to do something. No, I surely didn't. You can do what you like with it, which is not telling anybody to dispose of it.
No.
It's actually an unnecessary auditing command. It's an unnecessary auditing command. You'll find in the final analysis that the cycle of action of the messed universe is composed of create, 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 and no create. And to tell somebody to do something with something he has created is nonsense when all you have to do is just fully mock of it, which is to say, just don't create it. Now, one of the reasons why you would not use that particular command on a low-scale pre-clear particularly is because you're asking him to break communication. Now, you notice I, in the early demonstration, told him to look at the ashtray, but I never told him to look away from it. I told him to leave it uncontrolled, but I never told him to look away from the ashtray. You see that? That's very interesting, because looking away from the ashtray is asking him to break communication. And you're entering into no calm, and it's a process then analogous to, tell me something you wouldn't mind going out of communication with. You can just stand there and watch Freakler spin in when he runs this. Now, I'm not going to attempt to explain to you why you really don't have to run very much break communication. When you have a fellow's hand physically on the wall, it's on the wall, isn't it? To tell him to take it off of the wall is a mechanical break of communication, but you actually haven't asked him to break communication with the wall. You've simply told him to move his hand. You see the subtle difference here. But if you told him to look away from the ashtray, to look away from the wall, to look away from the facsimile, you would be telling him to break communication. You'd find out that the rate of up gain on your pre-clear would be retarded by at least 30 to 50%. You want to slow your pre-clear down? Why tell him to break communication? You see, you can always take a fairly powerful technique and put into it some little sleeper that slows it down to a very quiet walk, and then it doesn't appear to be a powerful process at all. And it isn't, but you're not any longer running that process. You're running another process. And all these processes which say, what wouldn't you mind going out of ARC with? What wouldn't you mind looking away from? For some peculiar reason, don't work. And I don't ask you to accept my word on this. I'm just telling you that you can utterly neglect it. Just forget it. Just look away from it. And you can yourself someday test this. You don't have to take my word for it. Go ahead and test it. Run it on somebody. Take him out someplace on the street and ask him to look away from that tree. Look away from that car. Look away from that sidewalk. Look away from that sky. Look away from that building. And even though you kind of had to point them out to him to make him look away from, he just goes right on down through the sidewalk. But much more opportunely is the subjective command, tell me something you don't have to agree with. Tell me something that doesn't have to be real to you. Tell me something you wouldn't mind going out of communication with. These are the most innocent processes. They sound so innocent, but they are the most rapid case deterioration processes that are. They're killers. You'll wipe out any gain the pre-clear made through Dianetics or Scientology with those processes. So if you're mad at somebody and you're sorry you processed him up so high, you could always take him back downscale again with great ease simply by a break ARC triangle process. Any part of the ARC triangle, just bust it up, and you have him on his way. Now, oddly enough, running the opposite, running positive A, positive R, positive C, on an unlimited basis, you always win. Okay. Any other questions about this demonstration?
Yes. We were told to tell the pre-clear to do anything he likes to.
All right. That is not a break communication command.
No.
That's because amongst us we always have people worrying about it. We didn't happen to notice our pre-clear in this demonstration worrying about it, did we? The point didn't come up. In a real professional session, if the point came up, you would tell him, well, do what you like with them, or you could even add that to each command if he was worried or bothered. See? But if the point didn't arise, you're wasting time. Now, we give that broadly to people, as this is the rest of it. We include such a command because we know it's going to come up in four or five cases.
Well, I finished up with a headache yesterday, quite a bad one, and because thinking that I should practice something I don't do very easily this last year, I had found that I wasn't able to dispose of the way I had been before, and I kept trying to throw them away.
Well, whoever was auditing you didn't notice you were also doing another process, which was vedhisuvagnosis. Vedagnosis. That's another process. Throwing a facsimile away, I gave you the way I run it, the way it was successful, and which is actually an optimum method of running the process. All right. Now, if any other material enters in on that for instruction purposes or something like that, so what? When I'm auditing this, I've got it stripped down to basic essentials, and if you notice, I undoubtedly am getting in more auditing commands per minute of auditing than anybody you ever met. That's the number of auditing commands you can get in, the number of executions that you can commit. I have seen somebody auditing something like two objects and get a double on these things every 15 minutes. In other words, get the two of them in fully every 15 minutes. In other words, he's just increased auditing time right straight on up. That, by the way, is the secret factor, to some degree, back of the comparison between 5-hour intensives that I did and 25-hour intensives that the staff did. I did as much auditing in 5 hours as is usually being done in 25 hours. Not because of anything except that I was getting in many commands and many executions for any given minute of auditing. You got that? All right. Now, if you start to press forward with that as your only goal, you go out of communication with your pre-clear rapidly. So it requires a neat balance, one with the other. A very, very neat balance. It has to be a very delicate balance. You have to stay in communication with the preacher and push hell out of him.
Yeah.
Got that? Don't let him sit around there and ride at the crossroads. Say, which way'd they go? They went that way. Fine. Throw it over your right shoulder, you know. Give him the next command. Yes.
Is it possible to use this series of processes on fasted paralytic while we've been built up
to perpetuate? Oh, well, certainly. Any day they can invent a drug which will overpower all auditing, I would certainly like to hear about it. They can invent arsenic, but we'll still get him in the next life.
Would you talk to somebody who is under drug, like a tranquilizer?
Well, a tranquilizer isn't a drug. No, a tranquilizer is non-habit forming, non-personality disintegration, non-living. It's pretty good. A tranquilizer is guaranteed only to make slaves. That's all it's supposed to do. You've got them all wrong. It isn't a drug, it's an hypnotic. That's for true. It isn't a drug, it's an hypnotic. I tested out several of these tranquilizers and found out that they were not soporifics, they were hypnotics. And somebody ought to shoot somebody over that one, because I wonder how much who got for making slaves out of one and all. In other words, the hypnotic level of the person rose, but they did not relax.
Well, why is that drug they use? Ferrazine?
Well, there are millions of them.
It's to keep the...
Yeah, yeah, well, this is just one of many.
Can you process them under...
Yeah, don't get too scared because the guy is under drugs, you understand? We grandly say out for public benefit, if the preacher is under some kind of a drug or something of the sort, leave him alone. The only preachers we shoot on site are those who are on drugs and don't tell us. That doesn't say you can't process the preacher, but if you know the preacher is under a drug, then you can pull your shots, realize that he's pretty hypnotic, you can take it easy, you don't expect a rapid gain, your expectancy and prediction is all set, but the preacher who's there and he's all gobbed up on Slobovian citrate or some other psychiatric great miracle cure, and you audit him, and you audit him, and you audit him, and you audit him, and he isn't behaving the way he ought to behave, then... He has just cut your throat, that's all. You can audit over the top of the drug any day of the week if you know it's there. If you've got some idea that it's there. The fellow who takes mouths full of tranquilizers while you're trying to audit him through something, of course, is going to get stuck on the auditing time track. See? Your auditing becomes to some degree hypnotic. You see that? Your auditing becomes hypnotic. Therefore, you would have to be awfully careful. Never under any circumstances to ever say, stop it. Come back here. Stay there for a moment. See, you just, well, we'll leave that for now. It's a bouncer, see? And you would just have to reduce your auditing commands to a mechanical operation with very little verbalization and do hand contact mimicry or mimicry with one object or something of this line. Very little chitter chat. Keep it down in the communication band and they'll still come up. You know that a preclair can have an auditing tone where he could run out an engram very easily and then have a change because of drugs or a sudden present time happening or something of the sort, and can go down here to a point where he's really not in enough communication to know that you're touching his arm. You know that can happen, don't you? You know, you can get a change of case between sessions as broad as the universe. See, it's big. Or let's say he took his test while he was on soporifics and hypnotics and alcohol, and it made him feel real good, and then you get the hangover to audit. It's just obnosis. What kind of a condition is this preclear in at this moment of auditing? You never size up a preclear and then audit him from that point for the rest of the intensive things. Now, he goes out for lunch and you don't see him for an hour. You assume it's all changed. You got that? You just assume that you have to look at him again. Sure, who knows? He might also have been run over by a taxi. And he probably won't even tell you about it. I mean, this is the common experience of an auditor. Most auditing blunders, by the way, when they are auditing blunders, are totally based upon a change having taken place in the preclear because of the outside environment without the auditor realizing that this has happened. And boy, does an auditor feel silly when something like this occurs. We had a preclear very recently who was on something fabulous like some kind of oreomycetin or chloromycetin or something, one of these huge, powerful antibiotics that just throws them out the bottom, gives them delusions and everything else when it's too powerfully rendered. And this preclear denied being on any medication for the duration of an intensity and almost broke one of our staff auditors' hearts. When I found out about it, I said, he's on the no audit list. Why, he was on this terrific, powerful dosage all the time. All right, his test said one thing. But an auditor actually should be able to penetrate such a circumstance by realizing the preclear is not reactive. So we got the preclear up to a point, we say, on making solids, where he could just make things solid in the room, and he could make backpack things solid, and all of a sudden he can't. And we continue to run him on the same process. But he can't do this. And we don't inquire what happened to him in the 2 days that he was absent. We don't straighten up his present time problem. That's why I told you right at the beginning of this demonstration that I never would audit even a demonstration, this was just a little bit more than a demonstration in spots, without inquiring about a present time problem. And I certainly would not audit any of these techniques over a long period of time without remedying games with the preclear. Invent a problem, invent a game, do something. You understand?
If you knew that
I don't handle them that way. I say, well, when you're no longer on drugs, come back and see me, period. Anytime you're sober, come around. I'm a drunk. If you happen to wake up some Saturday and decide you're not going to drink for a whole week, why, come and see me. But the first glass that you take, you're out of session, as far as I'm concerned. That's the end of that. You realize you give people a certain freedom by laying down outrageous barriers on them sometimes? You have to take a preclear of this sort. What's his reality in terms of barriers? I have a small hole in the basement where I'm going to bury you in a straitjacket if you so much as whip a cork. That's all. Reality. Maybe he means I had better not drink. What is his reality on a barrier? Well, it's not enough for an auditor to simply say, this is prohibited for the duration of the auditing session. That is not enough. That's not enough, ever. You go into it with them. Now, when your medico comes to see you and insists that you go at once on a drug or a soporific or something like that, are you going to tell me or aren't you? Well, I'll tell you. Now, let's go over that again. If a medico comes in, because the person's under medication constantly, and gives you something while I am auditing you, you go home at night and he gives you something and you come back the next morning, are you going to tell me or aren't you? Well, all right. If a medico gives you something, finally he says, oh, you want to know if the doctor gives you something. You say, okay, that's right, that's right. You've got it. You've got it taped. Funny part of it is you get an agreement of this sort, and preclear and ordinarily keep it one way or the other. He'll have a feeling of guilt of having betrayed you or something, and he'll at least squirm in the auditing chair, and you say, what's the matter? Oh, nothing. What's the matter? Oh, nothing. What's the matter? Well, nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Yes, what kind of a nothing? Well, the doctor did tell me that I ought to go back on the Beelzebub pills. See? Well, did you? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I had 8 before breakfast. And you say, well, that's fine. Why don't you go home and sleep at all? By the way, we're awfully tough on this in London, which should be of interest to you. At least we have been in the past. Somebody who does this in the middle of an intensive or something like this, and we have to suspend the intensive, we are very likely to count as having been given the remainder of the intensive. You got the idea? And we tell the people that, and that's their idea of a barrier. Any breach of this auditing contract, and it's a tough one that they sign in London, has to be. Because the medical profession there and the Veterans Administration and so forth really believe in drugs. It's kind of rough. And we say any breach of that and the rest of the auditing is canceled. You have answered up and received the remainder of your intention. Get the idea. When you said you wouldn't do it, you still did it. Therefore, we are betrayed. Therefore, there is no further thing we can do for you. See, it's that tough. You guys got to learn to be tough. Do you realize that the lack of freedom of American children at this moment stems at once from the fact that their parents give them no barriers and so no gain and so no purpose? They become very purposeless. They have no freedom. You want to trap everybody in the whole country within its borders, give them total freedom and no barriers and no purposes. Have them do nothing but talk about how free they are. Everybody's trapped. Everybody's stuck to his job, stuck to his post, stuck to his caste. Nobody can wiggle. You understand? So you actually stick a pre-clear by not giving him restrictions. He does something he shouldn't have done. He doesn't tell you about it. You didn't lay down enough of a restriction for it. You're actually guilty. Only never tell him so. Okay. All right. Well, we've had a demonstration here. It's lasted for quite a while. I want to thank you very much for your attention. I want to thank Free Clear in this particular case. Yeah.